today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 14. We're continuing our series about consider your ways. The phrase came from Haggai. We started there. And then we moved over to Proverbs where we're looking particularly at the word prudent. Now remember, consider meant to set your mind to what has come to you. Think about your previous and your current situation. And then in Proverbs where we see the word prudent, he's talking about showing care and thought for the future. And so we're going to be studying that today and hope you'll join us as we consider his word. While you're finding your place in the scripture, I want to encourage you to contact us in some way. There's a number of ways you can do it. One way is through our website at considerhisword.org. And by the way, you can go back and hear the other messages in this series at the website. They'll be posted there. You can also contact us directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And then the third way is just contacting us through the regular mail at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And I want to mention one other thing that I usually don't talk about, but we also have a Facebook page. And I believe if you're in Facebook and you just put in Consider His Word, that our page will come up. So go there and like the page and join us on Facebook. Sometimes we'll have discussions there about our Bible study. Sometimes there'll be announcements about things that are coming up and the new stations that we've added. This year, we've added three new stations to our lineup, and we're hoping to add three more next year. And I'd appreciate it if you'd pray with us about that. Now, I'm anxious to get to our Bible study today in Proverbs 14. Now, we looked at the word consider last week about consider your ways. Look at where you're at and what has come to you, your previous and your current situation. In Proverbs 14, we were looking at this little word, prudent. That means showing care and thought for the future. Now, I'm not going to read all of the verses again, but look at verse 8 especially. He says, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. The folly of fools is deceit." You know, the folly of fools is that they are lying to themselves and they're following a lie. But the wisdom of the prudent, those who are looking ahead, is to understand his way. So let me ask you this. Where are you going in 2021? Where are you going in your life in 2021? I saw something interesting the other day, and I realize we're a few weeks into January now. They were talking about resolutions. I would imagine by now that many of those resolutions you made back around New Year's Day are long gone. But instead of talking about resolutions, they asked this question, and they said, "What is your intention for 2021? What is your intention? What do you hope to accomplish? Maybe there are some goals that you've set. Maybe there are some things that you're hoping for, maybe in your business. And I realize that this whole virus thing has messed things up amazingly. But God's going to get us through. You just keep following Him and trusting Him and think about those plans. And I realize you may have to make some adjustments. But what are your intentions? I just mentioned one of mine, and that is to add 3 more stations to our broadcasts. But I have some other things. I'm thinking about starting a new ministry. It's something I've not really done before, and I'm still kind of working through that. And as it comes to fruition, I will be letting you know about that on this program. And so pray with me about that. But what about you? Consider your ways. He said, the wisdom of the prudent, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. So where are you headed? And I want you to think about a couple of things. Today, let's consider your ways spiritually. Where are you spiritually with the Lord? And I know that a lot of the routines we have been in the past, where we get up and go to church on Sunday, it's been changed. Now, maybe you are back in church, and praise God for that, but a lot of churches, at least as the time of this broadcast, have not been able to continue services, and they're still watching church on Facebook and on YouTube and on those things, and don't get used to that. What about your way with the Lord? Are you walking with the Lord? And maybe the virus, the pandemic, has caused you to dig deeper in the Word of God, and I hope so. But in your life, are you, you know, practicing and are you following what we call the spiritual disciplines? They're not in any particular order. But I want to ask you about these and challenge you about these today as you consider your ways and as you think about your intentions and where you're headed. And so there's several things here, and I'm hoping to get through a lot of them. The first one is, are you attending church regularly? And again, I know it's kind of difficult. We've been opened back up, and praise God, we've actually been seeing more people come to church than we did before the virus. And we thank the Lord for that. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. And I know the technology is wonderful. To be able to communicate, many churches are reaching more people than they've ever reached before. But that should not give us an excuse not to assemble with our brethren, with our brothers and sisters of Christ. And if you've gotten out of the habit of going to church and attending your church, I want to tell you now, consider your ways and get back to church. It's so important. For one thing, not only do you need the encouragement and fellowship of the believers and the preaching and teaching of your leaders, your pastor in particular, but do you realize they need you? And you need to go and encourage someone, and you need to go and be a blessing to someone, and to see what you can do to further the ministry, your own ministry, in the church of God. Secondly, are you reading the Word daily? If you haven't started already, what a great time of year to get into the practice of being in the Word of God every day. Psalm 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Now, I realize that often we apply that verse to memorizing the Scripture, but I think it's more than that. I think it's being in the Word of God, and reading the Word of God, and knowing the Word of God, and absorbing the Word of God, and doing the Word of God. Now, I want to encourage you to consider your ways. Are you reading the Word of God daily? Are you praying faithfully? Remember, Jesus said, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. We have so many promises in the Old Testament and in the New Testament of God answering prayer. And you realize, you know, I don't have time to teach all about prayer today, but you realize that prayer is not just talking to God, but it's also listening to God. Taking to Him your requests, bringing to Him your hearts, and asking him to show you the way. Again, I would say, consider your ways. Are you spending that time being faithful in prayer? Also, are you giving cheerfully? The Bible says, let every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Oh, I know a lot of churches are hurting right now because they have not been able to have people come. Many people have stopped giving, and a lot of churches are struggling. You ought to think about your church. And if you've been giving to your church, many churches have now set up ways you can give online, but you realize your church has a mailing address. You can go by and drop your offering at the church, even if you can't go there on a regular service, but go and give generously. I believe that we ought to begin with the tithe. That's just the starting point, 10%. But we ought to be doing more than that. We ought to be giving by grace. And as God has blessed us, we ought to be giving to honor the Lord. Does your offering honor the Lord? Or is your offering an embarrassment? And I would encourage you to give. You realize that in this program, we never ask for your tithe. I believe your tithe belongs in the local church. And I give faithfully to my local church and hope you're giving. Again, consider your ways. Are you helping and giving in your church? And then the last thing is, are you witnessing consistently? Acts 5:42 says, and daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Do you have a way to intentionally and actively preach the gospel, to tell people about Jesus? Certainly there is giving through your missions program, and there are several ways you can do this. It's important that you give. It's important that you pray. Pray for your missionaries. Maybe it's time for you to go. What a great time to start a tract ministry, writing to people, sending them cards, and giving them the gospel, and finding some way to consistently give the gospel. So in all of these things, attending church, reading the word, praying faithfully, giving, witnessing, consider your ways. Remember, our scripture said that the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.